This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون Or you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared and do not die except in the state of Islam. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما O you who believe, fear Allah and speak the truth. He will direct you to do righteous good deeds and will forgive your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a great achievement. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Brothers and sisters in Islam, the title of our khutbah today is Al-Basira. And there is not an exact word for it in English, but it's sometimes referred to as spiritual insight. So we'll begin with defining what it is. Al-basar is sight, eyesight, regular eyesight. And basira comes from the same root, but it is referring to the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casts into the heart of the believers that allows them to recognize the truth and to recognize the falsehood. It allows you to see things as intended and steers you at times of fitan and confusion. So why this type or why this topic? And it is known to, it is clear to everyone that we're at a time where there is much confusion, lots of lies, ignorance is prevalent, plenty of falsehood, fitan, all kinds of trials and tribulations, and people, they're easily shaken, easily confused, even about clear issues. Muslims confused about the hijab, about the authenticity of the Quran, even about clear-cut issues that should be clear-cut in our minds, the issue of Palestine, we're finding Muslims now to be split concerning those issues. Political leaders, they can't discern and tell the righteous from those who are not, or confused about what's happening in this world. There was a man that, I know nothing except righteousness from this man. As far as Qiyamul Layl, staying away from sins, an older man, at night, I would always hear him making Qiyam. But every issue of truth, he sees it as falsehood. And every issue of falsehood, he sees it as a truth. In every issue, in Syria, in Iraq, politically, leaders, he sides with the worst and the most corrupt of the leaders. He sees them as righteous. Scholars, he sees the righteous scholars as corrupt. And then he sees the deviant scholars as the best of the ummah. Yani, he was just an example of the importance of basira, spiritual insight. This light with which your heart can see. That's why this topic is so important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 46, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it is not the eyes that become blind, but it is the hearts in the chest that become blind. And that's what is referring to the blindness of basira, when people are not able to discern truth from falsehood. They don't have spiritual insight. So they're blind in basira, even though their sight works perfectly well. Al-Basira is from the highest levels of knowledge, and it's from the descriptions of the prophets of Allah alayhim salatu wasalam. In Surah Sad, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبُ, and mention our servants Ibrahim and Ishaq, Isaac and Ya'qub, Jacob. أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. قَالَ مُجَاهِد. Mujahid, one of the mufassirin of the early generations of the Quran, he said, أُولِي الْأَيْدِي يَعْنِي الْقُوَّةِ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Al-Aidi is their strength in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. So أُولِي الْأَيْدِي, they were strong in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالْأَبْصَارِ يَعْنِي الْبَصَرِ فِي الْحَقِّ, يعني their ability to see the truth clearly. Al-Basira is also something that is needed at times of fitan. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, the companion, he said, La tadurruk al-fitna. He says, the fitna, the tribulation, the trial, will not harm you. Ma arafta dinak. As long as you know your religion, the trial will not harm you. The fitna will not harm you. Innama al-fitnatu idha ishtabaha alayka al-haq wal-batil, falam tadri ayyuhuma tattabi'. He says, the real fitna is when you're confused between the truth and the falsehood and you don't know which one of them to follow. So you need basira, especially in times of fitan. And you also need it in da'wah. As Allah mentions in Surah Yusuf, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. So this is my way. And my way here can mean Islam, and I call to Islam. Or my way can mean da'wah is my way, and I'm calling to Allah ala basira, with clear an insight. And basira is also needed. You need that in order to correct yourself. The scholars give a comparison between sight and basira. They say with your eyesight, your eye, if as long as there's light, it can do wondrous things. But your eye cannot see itself. It can only see outside of it. It cannot see itself. But with basira, you're able to see yourself and to able to see your faults and able to evaluate your behaviors and your actions. So the question then becomes, how do we attain this valuable thing? How do we attain al-basira? The first thing the scholars mention is through dua, through asking Allah for it. In Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura. We said the basira is the light of the, with which the heart sees. So An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, Oh Allah, put light in my heart. So through asking Allah Azza wa Jal for it. Then they mentioned through having taqwa of Allah. And Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. O you who believe, if you fear Allah, He will make a furqan, a criterion for you. So Muhammad ibn Ishaq rahimahullah, he said, and this is mentioned in Tafsir ibn Kathir, he says, أي فصلاً بين الحق والباطل. The furqan here is being able to discern between the truth and the falsehood. The other way to attain basira is through al-iffah, or through lowering the gaze in particular. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentions in his famous book, Ighathat al-Lahfan, he says, you reap what you sow. Whoever lowers their gaze from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the light of basira in his heart. You lower your glance from the haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a light of basira in your heart. And the reverse of that is what makes you lose it. The scholars mention, looking at the haram makes you lose the basira of the heart. They mention sins and looking at the haram in particular. As for sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, and in this, something unique that should be mentioned about this verse, This is a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we said Allah azza wa jal only swears by something great. And the scholars say Allah has not sworn by anyone's life except for the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La'amruk. And he swears by your life. Innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahun. Those people, they're blundering in their intoxication. What got them to the state of being intoxicated? When you're intoxicated, you can't tell right from wrong or truth from falsehood. What got them to that state of intoxication is the sins that they were delving and they were falling into. So the scholars then mentioned. So we mentioned dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for light in the heart or for basira. Then the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets you al-basira. Then lowering your glance and staying away from sins in general, but lowering your gaze in particular. Then the scholars mention tawheed and staying away from shirk also will grant al-basira, and they give the evidence. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-An'am, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِثُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمُ. Okay, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, those who believed and they have not confounded or mixed their belief with dhulm here, meaning shirk. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. That to them is security and they will be rightly guided. So with that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us al-basira. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمِ لِي وَلَكُمْ مِنْ جَمِيعِ الذُّنُوبِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for His forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, we want to look at al-basira as it relates to the Quran and the Sunnah, and we've gotten to the point now where even what are known as al-musallamat, issues where there have never been discussions or differences of opinions concerning, even these issues today we differ and we have opinions upon them. Musallamat يعني the five daily prayers. The daily prayers are five. They're not four, they're not six. If anyone says there's a scholar who says there are six, you can reject that. What if he says, but you didn't give him a chance, look at his evidence. I don't have to. These are the musallamat. The prayers are five. Hijab is obligatory. That's from the musallamat. There is no room for a discussion or a televised debate on whether or not a Muslim woman is required to wear hijab. The nonsense that we hear now in America from American Muslims, there is no discussion there. But you'll see this now happening everywhere, not just in America. One of the famous du'at in the Muslim lands, he had a television show, and then he brings this lady with no hijab and no one on the other side to counter her arguments, and he gives her an hour. Very popular show. He gives her an hour to discuss why there is no such thing as hijab in Islam. And then at the end of the episode, he has the audience vote on whether or not they think hijab is obligatory or not. And if he wasn't a known da'iya who has decent knowledge of the religion, you wouldn't be shocked. But if the du'at are saying things like this, what do you expect from the common folks? So you cannot have basira, spiritual insight, being able to discern and differentiate between the truth and falsehood without the Quran and without the Sunnah. Let's compare it to your eyesight. Your eyes, without light, they're useless. You're not able to see anything in pitch darkness. In this analogy, your mind is like the eye, and the Quran and Sunnah would be the light that directs your vision. So now you have your mind or your eyes in this analogy, and you have the Quran and the Sunnah, which would be the light. And you have the light, now you need something else. You need the sound mind in order to understand this message. So then, which mind are we using here to understand the Quran and the Sunnah? Should we use mine or yours or the 6 billion other minds on earth? But there is one mind that is the most sound and is the only one that was praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And he does not speak of his own accord, and he does not speak based on his whims and his desires, and that is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the scholars say, you have that, you have the Quran and the Sunnah, you have the explanation and the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then on top of that, you have thousands or a thousand plus years of scholars, righteous men and women explaining and further expounding upon that. And then you also have, yani the scholars have room for ijtihad and other things. But this is how basira relate, meaning basira is not the be all end all by itself. And you cannot have it without having the Quran and the Sunnah. And it is something that will be in addition to or like supplements your understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. But it is not also a source of legislation that someone feels this. And incidentally, when you look up al-basira, you even in Arabic, you get all these videos about the third eye and the other senses, all of it just nonsense, has nothing to do with the religion. But this is why it's so important for us in these times in particular. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us al-basira. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us of those who recognize the truth as a clear truth and follow the best of it. And to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. فاللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه فاللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن منكر يا سميع الدعاء. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant victory and ease to the Muslims in Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify al-Masjid al-Aqsa and to purify the blessed lands around al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant victory to Islam and to the Muslims and to replace their corrupt leaders with those who are righteous and to make us of those who always recognize the truth as clear truth and falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.